This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel's defense minister told ground troops to be ready to enter the Gaza Strip, though he didn't say when the invasion will start. Israeli airstrikes have pounded locations across the Gaza Strip, including parts of the south that Israel had declared as safe zones. With authorities working out logistics for a delivery of aid from Egypt, overwhelmed hospitals tried to stretch out ebbing medical supplies and fuel for diesel generators to keep their equipment running. U.S. officials say drones have struck a military base in Syria where some American troops are stationed. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The officials tell the AP one drone was shot down, but another caused minor injuries at the Al-Tanf garrison in southeastern Syria. U.S. troops are there as part of the fight against Islamic State militants. The attacks follow similar drone strikes the past few days on U.S. and coalition bases in Iraq, amid regional anger over the deadly Gaza hotel explosion. The State Department is now warning American citizens worldwide about the potential for terror attacks and violence everywhere as the Israel-Hamas war grows. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Refusing to drop out, Republican Representative Jim Jordan is telling GOP colleagues he would back a temporary U.S. House Speaker for several months until January as he works to shore up support to win the gavel himself. Jordan delivered the message at a closed-door meeting of Republicans at the Capitol, according to Republicans familiar with the meeting, and insisted on anonymity to discuss it. The Republican majority is considering an extraordinary plan to give the interim Speaker pro tempore Rep. Representative Patrick McHenry more powers to reopen House and conduct crucial business. But Jordan's hardline backers don't like the idea. For additional stories, 24 hours a day and expanded news coverage, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Truckloads of aid are waiting to be transported over the Egyptian border into Gaza through the Rafah crossing, but the expected delivery is unlikely to raise spirits. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah reports.
Rafah, the only crossing not controlled by Israel, has been out of operation since the first days of the conflict. But the United States and Egypt have been pushing for a deal with Israel. On Wednesday, the White House said it had been agreed for up to 20 trucks to pass through, with hopes for more later, so long as those supplies do not reach Hamas. Most of Gaza's 2.3 million residents depend on aid. According to the United Nations, before the conflict started on October 7th, about 100 trucks daily were providing humanitarian relief to the enclave.
Lawyer Sidney Powell has pleaded guilty to reduced charges over efforts to overturn Donald Trump's loss in the 2020 election in Georgia. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
Powell is the second defendant in the sprawling case to reach a deal with prosecutors. A judge agreed that she will serve about 6 years of probation and have to pay $2,700 in restitution and have to testify truthfully against her co-defendants. Powell was charged alongside Trump and 17 others with violating the state's anti-racketeering law. Prosecutors say Powell also participated in an unauthorized breach of elections equipment in a rural Georgia County elections office. Powell entered the plea on Thursday, just a day before jury selection was set to start in her trial. Steve Miller, VOA News.
With climate warming leading to more air conditioning use worldwide, VOA's Scott Walterman says dozens of countries, including China, India, and the United States, are being asked to reduce cooling emissions.
In fact, they're being asked to pledge at least a 68% reduction in the cooling-related emissions by 2050. A global cooling pledge set to be announced at the upcoming UN COP28 climate summit represents a tough request given the cooling industry is only expected to grow. Emissions from both the refrigerants and the energy used now account for about 7% of global greenhouse gas emissions, expected to triple by 2050. There will be about 3 billion more air conditioners installed around the world, beyond the roughly 2 billion currently in place, as temperatures continue to rise. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
The European Union has demanded that Meta and TikTok detail their efforts to curb illegal content and disinformation during the Israel-Hamas war. Meta and TikTok were asked to explain what they've done to reduce the risk of spreading and amplifying terrorist and violent content, hate speech, and disinformation. The Israel-Hamas war is putting the new digital rules to the test. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News. We'll be right back.